Welcome to another episode of Meet Me at the Library, the podcast that talks about programs and resources at Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. I'm Jeff Gavin, the teen librarian at North County Regional Library in Huntersville, which is currently closed for renovations, so I'm working here with the digital branch. Your local public library system has a wealth of resources that you can use from home for reading or listening to books, downloading and listening to music, and even watching movies or reading magazines. In this episode of Meet Me at the Library, we're going to talk about how to access those resources and about library programs that will help you learn how to use them. With us today, we have Mark Engelbrecht, Maeve Dodds, and Haley Burson. Haley is the teen librarian at University City Regional Library at 301 East W.T. Harris Boulevard, which is where we're recording from. Maeve is the children's librarian, also here at University City. And Mark is the branch manager at Mountain Island Library near Mountain Island Lake. Mark, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
So I am currently the location leader of the Mountain Island Branch Library. This is the third location which I've been in this leadership position. Mountain Island is a really interesting community in the way that it's just kind of blowing up right now. That's where I see the next big area of growth for our community. So I'm really excited to be part of that process and make sure that the library is entrenched in every aspect of that growth.
Okay. Maeve, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
I'm the children's librarian at University City. I do story times for children and families, do preteen programming.
Haley, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
I'm the teen librarian at University City, like you said. So I do programming for teens and preteens, and I also work at the reference desk. You can see me in the back helping with computer help and other resources like that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library has electronic resources for every age group. What exactly are we talking about?
That would be things like ebooks or e-resources to do research projects with, or even like e-magazines and free music, movies, television, e-audiobooks, things like that.
And then you can use these on your smartphone, but you can also use them on your tablet or your computer as well.
What if kids just want to do research and they're not necessarily looking to read for enjoyment, but they have some projects and they need to find some resources or books for research?
So I would recommend the resource EBSCOhost. So that tends to have more nonfiction content. I don't know that there's a lot of materials in there for school-age students, but I've assisted a lot of college and high school students in finding materials for research projects, especially for they don't do the end of year big project. They call it something else now.
Okay.
But there was a kid coming in actually last year at Plaza Midwood when I worked there, and he just needed these resources. We didn't have anything actually in any of the buildings. And when I did an online search on our catalog, everything that he needed was an EBSCOhost. He was just amazed that he could just download it to his tablet right then, and he just ran out of the building happy as could be. The other thing I want to mention in terms of more technical offerings, back to RB Digital, there is actually a resource called Law Depot, and that's where you can actually create documents, legal documents, and they have all the formatting in place. You simply would do a search. So, for example, someone was in Mountain Island the other day, and they were looking for an automotive bill of sale, and that has a very specific write-up depending on what state you're on, or in some states maybe it's exactly the same thing, but that was part of the process. I had to actually include what state the sale was occurring before it generated the document.
Okay.
But it created something that you could actually type in everything right there online or just print it, and then they could just handwrite everything in. But I thought that was an amazing resource. I knew it had existed, but that was the first time I actually got to use it, and I thought it was really easy to access. I would say it's probably a little easier to navigate with a computer than if you're trying to do it with a digital device. I don't know how well that would work with a digital device being mobile, but it's something you could access from home or come into the library and have us print it off for you. It's fantastic.
Are there any other you would use for research besides EBSCO?
There's World Book Encyclopedia Online, which is what you used to see in libraries, where it was the series of encyclopedias that had a picture that would all go together when you're looking at the spines. So that's a really good online resource. And I would say that's great for the school age for doing research. You get those snippets of information. It's not too overwhelming. You just get focused on what you're looking for there. plus pictures. That would be more for the school age kids.
Okay.
Not to say a high school student can get that, but that's not going to give them enough content for a high school grade paper.
Right.
But it might give them an additional source. Gale Reference Library is really good, and that is more of a high school, college age in terms of research. It's going to be a little more high-minded, a little more in-depth, a little more content. What's great about all these resources that we have available is that when you find the article or a book or whatever it is you want to download, you can actually, with most of them, you can actually email it to yourself. So let's say you've got this list of articles. You're researching cancer, for example. Yeah. And you do the search, you get this overwhelming list of things about cancer. But as you find the nuggets that you need, you only read like the first paragraph. You're like, I think this is exactly what I need. It's within the right date of time to qualify for proper research. It's recent enough. Mm-hmm. Whatever the factors are, you can actually tag it and say, okay, email this to myself. You type in your email address. Yeah. You can say, I'm using APA citation, or I'm using whatever citation that is a standard citation. You can actually select from a list. Yeah. If your teacher has a very specific kind of citation that's specific to them, it's not going to help you. But if you know what kind of citation you're using, it'll include that in the email to you.
Yeah.
So literally when you're doing your citation page, you just copy paste. This resources like this got me through grad school. I mean, it made everything so much easier to get the content. I didn't get or use everything that I emailed to myself.
Right.
But I could go back later and actually go through everything. I didn't have to read the entire article right then to see if that's what I needed.
Yeah.
So it was really great to go in the library, have my focus on research, grab all the articles that I thought were relevant, then go back later and actually review them, and then just use what I need.
Okay. Citations are no fun at all.
No. So another e-resource for children is called TumbleBooks Book Library. Again, you would just access this with your library card and your PIN. One thing that's cool about TumbleBooks is that if you are looking for Common Core books, a lot of parents are trying to find that for their kids. They have book lists that are geared specifically to that, so you don't have to do as much research trying to find those types of books. And there's also, like, you can make a favorites list or a playlist. You can search read-alongs, which a lot of the parents like using because it helps kids, you know, it has the little, the ball that bounces on top of the words so they can follow that way. Our read-aloud collection here is not as big, but it's fun for the kids to see it on a tablet. There's nonfiction. There's actually math books, which is a good resource for parents. But we do get a lot of parents that want fiction and nonfiction that deal with math. And then there's also a Spanish collection on here, which is a great add-on to our Spanish collection because, again, it's not the most extensive, but it is something to check out through TumbleBooks. And then once you do click Spanish, everything translates into Spanish for that webpage. And there's also puzzles and games on here. They're just simple ones. But this is a great resource for kids. It's all children's books. It's got the read-alongs and stuff. And it's pretty easy to navigate. There is even a section that's called How to Tumble. And it shows you how to use their website. And again, you can make a favorites list, which is always nice. So you can just go back to that and check out books that way. And it's easy to search. You can search by letter, by author, by title, things like that.
So it's a good resource if you have children that are learning to read or just starting to read.
Yes. One cool thing is when you do, when you search the index, you can search it by letter. And then one thing that it'll tell you is what type of material it is. It'll tell you if it's a read-along, a storybook, a video, if it's a, you know, a French book or Spanish book. It tells you all of that too before you even click it.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
So what about people who are interested in music? What does the library have to offer for music lovers?
Well, if you're a music lover, I highly recommend Freegle. When anytime I go out to the high schools and I talk about online resources, like they're interested, it's okay. As soon as I bring up Freegle, like the room explodes because Freegle is probably, if you love music, then Freegle is probably one of like your best bets.
Oh, yeah.
So Freegle, like just an overview, they do have very recent music, and then they have albums, they have songs, it has a very easy search function. Like for example, I think one that I was looking at the other day, I was wanting to listen to an Adele song, and they had Adele's entire albums on there. And I was like, well, there we go. So you can download, and here's the kicker, you can download 5 songs a week for free, and you can keep them for life. You never have to turn them in. You can keep them on your computer. You can keep them on your phone. So once you download them, they're yours. So you get 5 free downloads a week, or you can watch 2, or you can download 2 music videos and 1 song, or 3 songs in 1 video. Yeah. In addition to that, you can stream music for 5 hours per day. So if you don't want to pay for like a Pandora Spotify account, you have with your library card for free, you can stream music for 5 hours through Freegle.
So I'll give you a little Freegle pro tip.
Sure.
I've been using that for quite a while. All the accounts in the household, I use my home PC to actually download all the content to iMusic library.
Yeah.
And then I can share it on any device.
Okay.
So I literally have, I got 4 people in the family with library cards. That's 20 songs a week I get. So I can download that brand new Adele album as soon as it comes out. And everybody has access to it. And it's not illegal. It's not, you're not doing anything wrong. It's completely out there for library users. It's a great way to manage it, and then you don't double up on the content. So if your brother downloads that Adele song, and your sister doesn't have to download it too, you can actually just share the content and actually double up on things. So I recommend managing through a computer and then just copying it over to your digital devices afterwards. You just get more content that way.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Good to have all those kids in there.
I was about to say, I need more family members to share.
Is there any other music sources?
There is. You can use Hoopla for music too.
We love Hoopla.
We do love Hoopla
so much.
So with Hoopla, you have to remember that you get 6 items a month.
Mm-hmm.
And with that items per month, that would also include music. So you could get just say 3 books and 3 albums, or all 6 albums. You get to check out the entire album. It is only usable on Hoopla, which is why having the Hoopla app on your phone or tablet is so helpful. You get it for 1 week, and you can download it again so that you can stream it and not use your data. And they have a lot of really new music on there. Like, for instance, they have the new Weezer album and the Mary Poppins Returns soundtrack and the Bohemian
Ooh.
Rhapsody soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's a lot of stuff on here. It's definitely worth checking out. And what's cool is, like, if you do max out to your 6 items, you can start a favorites list and
sure.
save them on there. And that'll save with your books as well.
Okay. So if you don't get it when you want it.
Yeah, just you
if
can.
If you run out in the month, you can go back
yep.
and figure out what's
yeah.
on there that you still want to listen to.
Yeah.
So you're checking out a whole album. You're not checking out songs.
Yes, you are checking out the whole album.
But that does not remain as part of your library. It's just like if you were to check out a CD from the library,
mm-hmm.
you do have to return it. Or,
yeah.
I guess in this sense, you don't return it, but
the
date stamp on it eventually says this file is no longer available, and it removes
mm-hmm.
from your device.
It expires.
Yeah.
What does the library have if you want to watch movies or television? Do we have anything like that?
Yes, we do. We have Hoopla actually has some television shows and movies on it. It's just a very robust service that we have. It has, is it streaming or downloading?
Well, it's both. You can, I think some of the content you can only do one, but for the most part you can download everything and you stream everything.
Well, if you're watching a movie, it'd be sort of like watching it on Netflix anyway, if you were streaming it.
Right, and you just keep in mind that if you're streaming, then you're using up data, so you want to make sure that you have a Wi-Fi hotspot or your home or something
right.
like that. So that's the advantage of download, is that you're not just burning up your mobile data.
Yeah.
That's what you're using as your internet source.
Sure.
Yeah, the entire season 4 of Paw Patrol is there. So for your parents out there that need that fix for your kids, just thought I'd let you know.
Oh, wow. And they also have like a lot of like awesome documentaries and biographies on there too. There's one about Hamilton on One Shot to Broadway. Yeah. That's available. You can just borrow it right away.
If you're working on those New Year's resolutions, there's workout videos, yoga videos, things of that nature that you can check out.
DuckTales the movie, which has like made like a big comeback recently.
Yeah.
It has. People,
it has graphic novels and stuff, too. No?
It has. DuckTales has, like, come full circle.
Really?
People are loving it now. It's on Hoopla.
I was actually more interested in Paw Patrol.
So in addition to Hoopla, there's another way you can watch movies. It's through the library. There's a service called Films on Demand. And these have a lot of, like, nonfiction documentaries or like hobby interest videos. One thing that I think is really cool is that they have cooking shows and home and how-to videos. Since I am a novice chef, to say in like the most basic terms, there's like videos on like knife skills, and then there's videos like if you are going to prepare vegetables, there's a whole video on it. And then also, since I'm kind of a fitness junkie too, they have workout videos. So instead of going on however to find like a workout tape, if you go in on the TV and go and turn on that channel, you can pick the type of workout that you want to do, and it's on Films on Demand. You can watch them right away.
Sure. So one also really great thing about Hoopla is, and you would want to check with your streaming device that you use, but you can actually access Hoopla through Fire TV, Roku, Chromecast, Apple TV, Android TV, AirPlay. So that's awesome to have. So you can watch it through your television at home. It's just one more way to get more access to more places. But definitely check with your device to see if you can actually download that app. But then you would just sign in with your library card.
Yeah.
You're watching free TV.
Okay, so what sort of programs does the library have if you want to learn how to use any of these resources in person?
I would recommend finding a library branch that has a tech tutor. For example, we do at University City, and there's a really easy way to check and see if you can find a technology tutor at your branch. If you just go to our main website, cmlibrary.org, and click on the blue button that says calendar, from there you can just, there's a search by title button right there, and you just type in technology tutor, and it'll pull up all the technology tutor programs that we have available right away. So how it works here at University City is you get a free one-on-one session with a technology tutor who will help with showing you all of these resources, how to work through them, how to find them online, and then also kind of just give you like a step-by-step of like how to go about these resources. In addition, if you ever just want to come into the branch just to talk to a library worker, please come in. We're very happy to show you how to use our resources.
And many of the branches throughout our system offer the one-on-one tech tutoring, but definitely just check it out online because it is a valuable resource to have.
Okay, so if you just wanted to browse online just to see what's out there, what would you do?
To find our online resources, you would just go to cmlibrary.org, click on the purple button that says eBooks and More, and then has a list of all of the online resources we talked about today.
Also, as you're browsing the catalog, when you look up a book, it'll actually show you all the different formats in which that book is available. So The Old Man and the Sea in standard print, but then also the CD audio, but then, the book, the movie that was made back in 1940-something.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll have, if there's been any remakes, and we have copies of that. And some of those may actually be e-versions of that. It'll all be listed right there together.
Okay.
So whatever the way you want to take that content on, if we have it in that format, it's all going to be listed together.
Okay. Now, is everything on these electronic resources in the catalog?
No. There is often a time lag between as material, as content changes on the digital resources that may not be 100% up to date with what's on the catalog. Now, if it's on the catalog, it should be available. But often, not everything that's actually in the digital resource is not on the catalog.
Yeah, so if you don't find it in the catalog, you still need to go to the electronic resource.
I always say double check.
And see if you can find it.
And we're finding more and more that publishers will actually put more digital content out and only make it available in that way, or it's cheaper possibly for the library to purchase it that way or have it through one of our resources in that way. So it may be that you just kind of have to do a little double check or a little digging deeper. So you know, if you were looking for the new James Patterson, you're probably going to find that. But if you're looking for like a new author or maybe something that's a little more indie, you might want to dig a little deeper and check the actual resources themselves.
Okay, good. Okay, so did anybody have anything else they want to add?
Just visit your local library.
Okay. Thank you all for joining us for Meet Me at the Library. I want to thank our guests, Mark, Haley, and Maeve. We hope you've enjoyed this program. Look for upcoming episodes on the Digital Branch at digitalbranch.cmlibrary.org, or you can visit our website at www.cmlibrary.org. Don't forget to check out the library's calendar and the resource pages. And remember, you can go to ebooks, and more page to see more about what we've been talking about today. You can also find the library on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram @CM Library or #CM Library. Thank you very much and have a good day.